Here's the thought I'll title, Knowing When to Stop. I probably should have done my research on this before I started recording, but I didn't. So I hope I'm right in remembering that it was Pablo Picasso who said, "The trick in painting is knowing when to stop." Obviously, the same sentiment applies equally well to photography, too, knowing when to stop. Particularly in today's age, when we have so many details that we can manage and manipulate on a pixel-by-pixel level, if we need to, in an image to improve it. How do you know when to stop with a given image? Well, that's tricky enough as it is. And I suppose we could spend a lot of time talking and thinking about knowing when to stop on an image. But I want to elevate that just one notch and talk about the difficulty of knowing when to stop, not with an image, but with a given project. There are several problems with projects that crop up immediately if you think about it, not the least of which is, how many pictures are you going to include in a project? Knowing when to stop. Is 5 enough? Is 5 far too few? Is 100 enough? Is 100 far too many? To some degree, it depends on the medium that you're publishing in. A book might be different than a PDF, which might be different than a website, which might be different than a chapbook. But it's not just the number of images that count. How many ideas are you trying to get across in a project? How many variations will it take in order to accomplish that? And of course, with most projects, we're going to end up with far more images than we'll ever use in the finished project. So what happens if you've made, let's say, 100 images, and out of that you think you have a project of 20 images? Are you going to stop photographing that subject or that place or that idea? Or are you going to keep working at it so that your 100 image candidates grow to 150 or 200 image candidates? And if they do, then does the project get bigger and have more images in the finished rendition of the project? Or do you replace some of the images so you have the same number of images, but they're just better images because you keep photographing? Knowing when to stop on a project is really difficult. And I haven't mentioned things like, when do you stop rewriting and changing and finessing the introductory statement or the artist statement or the bio or the title or the captions? I would love to have a real quick bumper sticker wisdom kind of advice and say, this is when you stop working on an image, this is when you stop working on a project, this is when you stop working on a publication. But there is no quick answer. There is no bumper sticker wisdom. It all boils down to when it feels done to you and you can't add anything more to it. Immediately, my reaction to that kind of thought process is that means the projects have no end, because you'll always be able to improve it. As the decades go by, your photographic wisdom and maturity will mean that you could go back and recreate or modify or make a second edition of each project that would be better than the original. Knowing when to stop is such an innocent-sounding phrase, but when you get right down to it, it's almost the heart of being an artist. And I've always thought that where you stop each project, where you stop processing the image, is the measure of your success as a processor of images. Where you decide to end a book project is a measure of success of your publishing capabilities. And to some degree, when someone looks back at your career of 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years, what they will see is an accumulated collection of all of your work, and to some degree, where you choose to stop each project will be the measure of your success as an artist. There's no right answer, and I'm not even sure there's a right feeling about when to stop. And from my experience, sometimes that feeling changes. I think, oh, 30 is fine, I'm done. And then I realize, no, I'd like to add another 20 because I've continued to photograph and I have a slightly more expanded statement. And then sometimes I look back at a project and think, wow, way too many, I need to cut that in half. Knowing when to stop. It's one of the great challenges of being an artist, and perhaps a challenge that we can never get right, never get perfect. We can only get better.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.